The PDP suffered a stunning defeat barely a year ago in a general election that was won by President Muhammadu Buhari. After they lost in that election, they went to the court. They lost in court. They appealed to the Supreme Court of Nigeria. They still lost there. So if they are Democrats, unless they are working against democracy in our country, shouldn't they wait until the next election? Because in a democracy, periodic elections determine the life, the state of government. You can't go into election, lose, and then say that the government elected by the children's bank. But beyond that, what did they say was their reason? They said because new cases of corruption have arisen, even under President Muhammadu Buhari. We were saying to them, so what? Because the fact that President Buhari is fighting corruption does not in any way limit him to corruption that had occurred in the past. If cases of corruption arise now, it is not a shame, it is not a scandal for President Muhammadu Buhari to open it up and investigate. This is the difference Buhari makes. You can't cover these things up, because if you don't investigate, because you don't want to be shamed that this is actions this have taken place under your own administration, then you're covering up. That would be a betrayal of historical proportion. President Buhari will not cover up.
The PDP is concerned and says that there seemed to be a sharp rise in cases of corruption, and that the president promised to weed out corruption in Nigeria seemed to be just a promise yet to be kept, and that the president has not been effective. The institutions of governance to clamp down on corruption have not been strengthened to fight the menace. What do you say to that?
In their own case, they took power and held it for 15 years. Major corruption cases under them, they talk to them in the cooler until President Muhammadu Buhari came. So President Muhammadu Buhari will deal with historical cases he inherited, will deal with cases that arise under his administration. Corruption in Nigeria is endemic. It's not going to go away with a wave of the hand. It will take a lot of doing, including attitudinal change in the country, and we are achieving this before President Muhammadu Buhari, before this time. Many Nigerians did not even think there was anything wrong with corruption. They thought it was normative, okay for government business. We have made progress. At least Nigerians now accept majorly that corruption is wrong and they should not be entertained.
So, Garbashe, how would you rate the fight against corruption as promised to Nigerians by the president?
It is doing so, so well. It gets to the point where even the watchman on the hill is himself being investigated for suspected wrongdoing. It says that there are no sacred cows in the fight against corruption under President Buhari.
Well, Garba, some people are saying that it seems as if President AFCC Interim Chairman Magu's fight against corruption, as mandated by the president for him to do, corruption is fighting him back. And that is why the allegations are being made against him that he himself has participated in wrongdoing. How is the presidency looking at this allegations or investigation against Chairman Magu?
First of all, if you say that the anti-corruption war of the Buhari administration is not held around only one person or one institution. The police are involved, the Auditor General, the Federation is involved, the Secret Service is involved, the Ministry of Finance is doing it, the Ministry of Justice is doing it. So there is a problem with one arm of the government investigating or dealing with the corruption. That is not to say that other arms are equally crisp. Whether Magu is guilty or not, it's not for me to say. It is the outcome of the investigation that is ongoing now.
Garba, before you go, what would you say to Nigerians with regards to the president's commitment and promise to fight corruption in Nigeria?
There's no going back. The president is fully committed. He's already being proclaimed as the champion of anti-corruption in West Africa, in the entire continent of Africa. He will not fail Nigerians. He will not fail Africa.